Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Here it comes, that time again, and Paul is guessing.
Farewell tour.
What will he do? What will he do in this game?
Now, the Lene Kakua Country Game of the Week on the Midday 180.
We play this to honor the late Lene Kakua, who was the fake girlfriend of Manti Te'o. Here's how the game works. We will read lyrics from three country songs. Two of the songs are true country hits. The other song does not exist, and Paul must choose the song that's fake. He competes this week on the Kakua Farewell Tour against Kyle Johnson, who emailed us his entry. You can, too. Midday 180 at 1045thezone.com. He competes to be considered for a spot in the Midday 180 Fantasy Football League if he can stump Paul today. We hope you'll play along at home, at work, or in the car. It is time to begin. Live from Titans training camp, the Midday 180's Lene Kakua Country Music Game of the Week.
Song number one. It's a broken-hearted thinking problem. So pull that bottle off the wall. People say I got a drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking at all. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions. They call it a problem. I call it a solution. Song number two. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, swearing on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave ya. Song number three. This time it's the end. She's done me in. I'm back here at the bar, holding on to all that went wrong. She tried to switch me to black ties and gin, but whiskey will be the only drink that pulls me back in.
Paul, your thoughts?
Well, I love what you've done here thematically. After we had the trivia trifecta list of the top 10 selling vodkas, we've gone all alcohol here.
Do you sense a theme?
Yeah, throughout? I'm sensing a theme. This first one is, look, I'm not one to easily be offended. If I'm an alcoholic, I hate this song. Right. If I'm an AA member, I got a token in my pocket. I mean, this guy is—he's got a problem. Says drinking's not a problem. That's called denial. His problem is A, alcohol. B, denial.
But you sound like the softest of people who tweet us.
What am I supposed to be, pro-alcoholic?
No, just it's a song. I mean, come on.
Well, this is what I do.
Very well written.
Not everything has to be so serious.
Let me tell you something about this guy who's talking in song one. He wants to hit the bar with the guy in song two and song three. The three of them, big day ahead. And you're all invited on Pedal Tavern.
Peas in a pod.
Late August. It's so simple. I don't have a problem drinking at all. Like, yeah, you have a drinking problem, but you don't have a problem drinking at all. I've never heard that one before. Song two, perhaps one of the poorest rhymes in the history of the Lene Kakua Country Music Song of the Week. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. That, they spent a lot of time on that. I mean, you've got to really work poetic license to get that to work. I have a question for both of you. I want you to answer this candidly. Is this song not Jimmy Buffett infringement? Didn't he have, like, exclusive rights to sing about tequila in America?
Yep.
At Margaritaville. I mean, good, that's good his whole deal.
He's really made it his
I
life's work.
I don't know if you're allowed to
sing. He's really cornered the tequila market.
And this swearing on a Bible, baby, I'll never leave you. I wanted to talk to the woman this song is written to, if I may, for a moment. You guys all right with that?
Go on.
He's gonna leave you. I have zero doubt he is going to leave. Song three. Has this song been used as a marketing jingle for Jim Beam or Jack Daniels or Bullet or anything? I think. What are the top 10 selling bourbons? Because they need to latch on to this battle.
You're asking questions we can't answer.
I wanted to.
This is not trifecta. This is Kakua.
Is you figuring this out? We can't give you any clues.
I mean, she tried to switch them to black ties and gin. Like, Do you have to wear a black tie to drink gin? I have a gin and tonic once in a while. I'm not particularly well-dressed when I do so. I didn't know there was a dress code for gin and tonic. Whiskey will be the only drink that pulls him back in. He's really showing that you can't expand the envelope on this guy. I don't know if he's going to leave his girl, but his girl should leave him. I don't know which one of these is fake. They're all bad. I want to say number two, but I think that tequila and see ya is a real rhyme. I am going to go with song number three as fake, 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 fake.
Paul trying to get back in the win column against Kyle Johnson. Let's eliminate one song for you. We start with song number one, Drinking Problem by Midland.
I'm gonna win.
Drinking Problem is the debut single of the band Midland. It reached number one for the Canadian country charts. It reached number three here in the States.
There's a band called Midland?
It's a broken heart and drinking problem. So pull them back off the wall.
So that's not bad, right?
It's not great.
You're offended. Paul sits over here to my left offended.
You like it? Yeah, are you putting this on
as catchy? I thought that was pretty good.
It's catchy.
Midland.
Yeah. Midland.
Less bad.
They
that
dress
could be their slogan.
They dress a lot like Taylor Lewan did today, by the way. Like Boss Hogg. Yeah, every day. That's their wardrobe.
How much did David Reed like
Beaver
that,
hats.
By the way?
There's a bunch of East Nashville country music posers.
Well, let's find out if our songwriter today is from East Nashville and is a big poser.
I won.
Paul, you were able to identify the fake song this week. The other real song is song number two, Tequila by Dan and Shay. The song has reached number one on the Billboard Country Airplay chart, topping the list earlier this year. The line that's coming up here.
I'll never leave you.
No, when I taste tequila. Just repeat it.
When I taste tequila. I got two equipment guys driving a car that almost just drove into a wall.
They're like, where's that?
They were just as loud as the Matt LaFleur fan.
They both turned their head. Vrabel's in there like,
Chad,
listen, this is not going to disrupt our meeting.
You know what?
Everyone remain in your seat.
You know what those guys said? Like, I thought they told that fan to leave.
I thought the Matt LaFleur fly in the Western Michigan shirt got escorted out of here.
Instead, he brought a flask.
Matt LaFleur, I love you. I love you.
Hey,
bro.
What's this guy's name that didn't get in? Daryl?
No. Let me pull that back up for you. Kyle. Kyle Johnson.
As I said, Daryl, get your own fantasy league. You're not coming into ours based on a victory here. You've been defeated. Put the tail between your legs. Go drink some tequila, some gin, some whiskey, whatever, anything from any of these songs.
Paul is victorious on this Friday. We all win. When Rhett Bryan goes inside the studio for the Lanai Kakua Country Music Game of the Week.
Yeehaw! The Kakua came knocking on the zone's door, baby, saying, got some lyrics blowing your mind. I hear the country music game's only here for a final time. Well, Paul, the beard's looking right, looking good, and looking like a hipster should, but the grays in there aren't so hard to find. Maybe dab a little just for men on it once in a while. It's been a while since you won there, buddy. Don't you sweat it. 'Cause everything is on the bright side for you. You finally got it. Just went and got it. Who's your daddy?
Oh,
he's a Yankee. He'll be your buddy. Just pay the man. He's the one that you can turn to for great coverage for Titans fans. You got the money. The website's honey. Let's cut a deal. Let's make a plan. Who's your daddy? He's your Yankee. He's not your buddy. Paul's the
man.
Vibrato.
Congratulations, Paul. Almost an anniversary for you from PaulKuharsky.com. Really enjoy that username and password you said you'd give me a year ago to content that I've been looking for. I don't pay for friendship. I think these songs are plenty enough for that.